I believe my guest already joins us on the line. That Umpumi joins us simply because the Justice Minister, Ronald Lamula, has filed a 1 million defamation lawsuit against his own company. That's the Mpumalanga media outlet, 013 News, for a story suggesting that he meddled in the corruption prosecution of the ANC MP Bongani Bongo. This particular article was carried out on the on the online newspaper on the 24th of October, and I did go back and had a read there. Mpumi, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Let's go back to that particular conversation. I understand that on the 24th you released or published this particular article that has now landed you with a lawsuit of worth 1 million rand. And, you know, the minister was saying that you should apologize and somewhat put not publish it, so withdraw it from the online space, because other media agencies are making reference of it, that he's meddling in the cases in some of the courts in South Africa and as well as here in the province of Mpumalanga. Talk us through why you've not retracted that particular article and why you've not also issued an apology.
Well, my brother, I'd certainly maybe say George Orwell says that journalism is printing what someone else does not want printed. Anything else is public relations. Mm. 013 News, I think, is a well-established newspaper in Mpumalanga. It's been publishing for over 6 years. And as a newspaper that subscribes to the press code as well as the principles of journalistic integrity, we cannot restrict a story on the basis of somebody not liking it. Mm. And I think that is the gist of the matter, is that we write a lot of stories about a lot of people. And if all of them said to us, take the story down, and then we did that, would not be a newspaper. Mm. So for that reason, I think that is why the story has been up, because the story would have gone through a rigorous editorial process before it would have been published. Mm. And that is it's a montage of the values of journalistic integrity that we stand for as a publication. And in the past 6 years, we've never retracted a story. And I can tell you now that this is not going to be the first one that we retract. Mm.
Do you then, as a publication and as well as yourselves, do you honestly think that there is an interference in the work of the prosecution or in the work of the prosecuting authority in the province of Mpumalanga and as well as just maybe in the country?
My brother, it's not for us to say that that is what is happening. Mm. As journalists, we get information and we have a duty to verify and corroborate that information until we have satisfied ourselves that this information is of a nature that needs to be published. We then take that information and process it, speaking to various different people. I'm sure you are a journalist. You know that no one can walk up to you and say the MEC is doing whatever, mm. and you just take it at face value. Mm. You have got a procedure that you follow that is going to indicate to you that this information is authentic. Mm. You would then go further to, when you start to write the story, to give people who are mentioned in the story, who are subjects of the story, mm. a right of reply. You would send questions to them. In this case, questions were sent, written questions.
Sure.
were sent to both parties, to the minister, to the former minister, advocate Bongo. Questions were sent to all those persons who were mentioned there. Journalistically, I think we followed each and every process to make sure that the story is credible. And it's not for us, it's for the reader to decide. For the reader to decide what we are seeing. We don't draw any conclusions.
Sure, sure.
We say allegations have been made that this is what is happening. Obviously, we corroborated that information. That's why we have the, in short, the, maybe the liver or the audacity to write it and publish it. You know, because we would have satisfied ourselves.
Yes, without a doubt.
But number two, in keeping with the precepts of the press code of good ethics, we said questions. The minister answered. In fact, he speaks himself in the story. He answers in the story to the allegations that he put in. He doesn't hear them for the first time when the story is published. So I think the reader must decide what is happening. Other publications have written about the similar issues. I'm not at liberty to talk about them.
Sure.
But what we are saying is that the information that we have, we can stand by it.
Mpumi, before I let you go, I mean, you talked, well, I suppose you touched on the fact that it was not the first time that the minister heard of some of these allegations leveled against him. And why then does he choose your own publication and, you know, the space that you work for to be the one that he takes legal action against?
I don't know. Maybe we're soft target. We're a small, little publication, who we are, because we don't like to be the new. We like to write the news. So most of the time, we're there to do our journalism work in spaces, and we leave those spaces and do that. We pride ourselves with the brand that we've built, but we don't know maybe why. You know, we were very far off from being able to defend or to pop up 1 million rand. Even right now, we don't know where we're going to start looking for it, but I suppose we must start looking for the 1 million head. We're in the process of asking some lawyers to represent us on a pro bono basis, because we don't have the money to pay lawyers. And this is one of the other reasons that I was alluding to say, you know, in 6 years we've never retracted the story, my brother, because our processes are so meticulous. I think there's no publication in Mpumalanga that does not use our stories. There's no publication, including your organization.
Well, I won't divulge too much. Mpumi, unfortunately, you and I have run out of time there, but I really want to thank you so much for having come. And I must say, I'm one of those people that do read out your stories. And if that does count for something, and definitely I want to put my head on that blog and say, I do read. And quite interesting investigative journalism that you guys do at 013 News there. And yeah, really appreciate having had you on our program this evening.
Thank you very much, my brother.
That's Mpumi Mashifane, the founder and publisher of 013 News. That's an online publication in here in the province of Mpumalanga. They are definitely taken to task after the Justice Minister, Ronald Langula, has filed a 1 million rand defamation lawsuit against their own publication after they published a story on the 24th of October suggesting that he meddled in the corruption prosecution of the ANC MP Ubongani Bongo.